City Engineer.
Thank you. Should point out that G11 is actually providing the funding for this. So do appreciate you moving this ahead. We have two consultants here. We are looking at some serious needs at DPW. If you go down there after hours, we have all of our trucks that are inside parked in aisles. We have things parked outside. We have things parked in pretty much every park shelter we can fit it in the wintertime, and we are really busting at the seams, and it's not good for our equipment and other things that we have. So with us looking to do a overall CIP plan this year, trying to figure out what things should be planned for in the future, we'd like to do a facilities plan for the DPW and look at the site plan, look at some other issues. Should we add on the existing building? Should we do a new building or have some other options? The we brought this to the council in last September. We were prepared to have Grafe do the study. It was tabled at that time. Since then, we also talked to another consultant who really specializes in this area. So we have nothing against Grafe. Well, they've done a good job for us on several projects. But Barry Intos is also a firm that we feel is well qualified and can help us immensely in this area. So if you have any questions for either consultant, both consultants are here.
I guess I'm really, really confused to why we have to spend money to hire a consultant to tell us that we need a larger building. Because you're explaining exactly what the issue is. So why don't we just figure out that we need a larger building, and you build, you know, if we're 36,000 people and eventually we're going to be 45,000 people, why don't you build a building that's that big? I mean, to spend $15,000 to $20,000 to have someone tell us, yes, we need a bigger building. I mean, I don't know the other organization, you know, but Grafe is awesome, big fan. But just to spend money to tell us that something we are being told by you,
well,
just add on.
And I appreciate that. And I think everyone who works in and around DPW knows that we need a bigger building. In reality, what I can't tell you, is this a $500,000 project? Is it a $2.8 million project? Is it a $4.9 million project? I really have no way to gauge how big this facility needs to be. So the needs assessment is they'll come in, they'll look at our equipment, they'll look at forecasting future equipment that we intend to have. They'll right size it, they'll figure out the space needs, they'll figure out the traffic flow through the site, make it a lot more efficient.
So we have a city of 36,000 people. We have a building that's X big. We're going to put in how many subdivisions, how many roads? I mean, we've master planned this city how many times to know what it's going to look like. Why we're going to spend money to have someone tell us what we should know? This is something that staff should know. I'm not going to support it, spend any money on this, because I think this is something staff should know.
So let's do it this way. Mr. Barrientos, and then Mr. Apollos, tell us why we should do this.
Up here. Hi, I'm Norman Barrientos, architect and owner of Barrientos Design and Consulting, and just brief qualifications, water firm. We do specialize in public works garage. And just the last year, our firm has completed public works garage expansion studies for Fox Point, West Allis, Pewaukee, and the City of Milwaukee and the County of Milwaukee, as well as we've done 70 garage studies over the 20 years that I've had the company. As to the alderman's question, I believe what the director is looking is they know they have a need, but they don't know how to lay it out or what's the best way to lay it out. What are the options given the site that you have? Should the building be an expansion? Should it be a separate detached building? There's some cold storage buildings. Could those be reused? Could they be added on? So there's different options the city could explore that will enhance your storage capacity, the traffic flow, and just the staff quality of work environment too.
Mike, you want to take a shot at that? Same question?
Sure.
Answer Alderman Taylor's needs.
Ditto. Oh, more. Next. Efficiency. When we look at these projects, and we just completed one, as you know, for Hales Corners, they're just finishing their brand new building. It's a process. You take it step by step. The first step is the needs analysis. It sounds simple, but it's worth the exercise to sit down, talk to staff, talk to the owner, actually measure out inventory of the actual equipment you actually have, because you'd be surprised how much you actually have, and try to see how it fits in the building, what you need for additional building storage size so you can plan and forecast. One thing we do at Grafe, the important thing is always how much space you need and at what cost. We don't prepare cost estimates at Grafe. It's kind of a tricky business. On our team, we actually have more construction. Again, Mike Moore, the president, would have been here tonight, but due to the birth of his granddaughter, he's not able to join us. But Moore Construction works with us hand in hand, come up with the concepts. Mike puts together the costs, which, being in the business, he knows the market costs, which is very, very important. He really has to nail it for budgeting purposes. So I know Wayne, again, is our project architect. Wayne,
well, I don't know if you get two for the price of one here.
Wayne's the project architect. We recently, for you folks, actually completed the sewer and water expansion a few years ago. That went very well. Wayne was part of that, so was I. Again, we are finishing up Hales Corners. And most recently, we're working in New Berlin on and their facility as well. So I mean, I don't think anything that is.
Well, I'll be quick.
Sure.
Don't think of it as a report. Think of it as a pre-designed concept. So we'd go in and determine what your needs are and where your shortcomings are, and put together some schemes where you can go into, if you're going to go into a contract to actually construct the building, you have a starting point, which could reflect in a potential lower cost in your contract for CDs, because that thought process has already been worked out and you're not going in and starting all over again. So it's just not a report, it's a report and it's a pre-designed concept.
So, okay, I'll take this to negotiations right away. So if the council chooses to move forward on a needs assessment and a pre-design design, and your firm would then be offered the architectural contract under a bid, if necessary, we get 100% credit on the against the design of the building, right?
Apply our study fee toward our mm-hmm. final design fee. Yes, we would do that.
Mike?
Absolutely can do that.
Okay. Does that help you?
Well,
well, at some point, you got to figure out what you're going to do.
I like your negotiating yeah. skills there, Your Honor, for sure. But here's the thing. What do we do all the time when we have different quotes that come in on any type of road project, anything, lowest bidder? I mean, that's what you do. I mean, that's...
Alderman Barber.
You know, I mean, now you're going to argue against each other who's better? I mean, that's the thing. We this is tax dollars. If we decide to do nothing, if we decide, this is way too expensive, we're not getting that money back. We may not get that money back for a decade.
You still have
to design. In a decade, they're going to hold to that?
Oh, no, not against
you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'd like each of you to say a little bit about how you determine needs. How do you go about doing that? Future.
Dating app here. Yeah. Sure. I'll go first again. Thanks. One, we have a database we call an industry benchmark of other municipalities. Since we've worked with about 30 counties and about 40 municipalities, I have a database of how big these cities are in terms of lane miles, how many plow routes they have, how many salt tons they have, what kind of even fueling they have, as well as their population. And then I look at the number of mechanics that they have. That's very key, and how many large haul trucks, medium trucks, and light duty trucks that they have. And I've been able to compare the city's growth and population factors against how big the garage actually is or has been recommended to be. So we can see if a village is at 10,000 or a city is at 30,000, there is a correlation that we've been marking as how big, not only how big, but how many repair bays they have, how big their parts room is. I have various ratios, and how big the parking garage is. And then the yard, too. Is it we're talking a 10-acre, 20-acre? Yard that goes with these facilities. So I have, and I've shared that with the city in my meeting first, this beta benchmark data that you can look at and then compare where you are in relative. I've also been working with the city of Verona and also New Berlin, too, on their utility garage and Sun Prairie. Both those are high-growth municipalities, and we've been helping them decide where should we go. I'm working right now with the city of Pewaukee on their garage expansion, and they also have a lot of room to grow too. So we definitely build that in as to
how big should we be?
We do the same. The other thing I'd add is we found to be very valuable as we listen. It's very important to sit down with, you know, Glenn, the director, and not only Glenn, but his staff. Glenn knows obviously so much, but the staff that does the day-to-day duties, they know what they have, how much room they need to do it, and to do it in a safe manner. A lot of these buildings go into their jam-packed equipment. It's really not a safe environment, unfortunately. But the kids, we sit down, we end up sitting down quite a bit, get all the staff involved, bless you, and talk to staff, listen, hear their needs, and go from there. When we were brought in New Berlin, the previous consultant had done a study, and when we got involved, found out they was grossly undersized what they had proposed for a new DPW garage. You know, heaven forbid they were going forward with that design, they would have been short on space, which nobody wants that. So it's important to really, you can have all the facts you want, but it's really important to drill down and talk to the staff that people do this every day for a living.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, this feels a little awkward to me, so I can imagine it might feel a little awkward to you too as well, because I've never quite seen this kind of situation where the competitors are like kind of going against each other. I think that the document had said that this had come forward to the council back in September last year, and it didn't sound like we acted on it. It was kind of unclear on the motion because it sounded like it just turned it over to staff. But at that time, hadn't you put a proposal of price costs in at that time?
Yes. We had actually met with Glenn. It was actually last August. Glenn expressed a need. Wayne and I sat down, met with Glenn, discussed kind of the process, the steps involved, prepared a proposal with a fee to do the first step. That was back in August. We're about ready to begin the work, and then it was mentioned that the funding for it was not available till 2020. So it got put off until this year. I was asked to update my proposal, which I did, resubmitted it, and then I'm not sure exactly what happened from there, but
so you
the
weren't,
mayor got involved. That's what happened.
Right? So you weren't notified that it didn't go forward at that point? You just, or what?
I mean, Glenn didn't notify me that we had to wait till 2020. Okay. Back in August, everybody assumed the funding was there, hence we were meeting in August. You wouldn't typically meet in August for a January project, but.
Well, I don't know. If you got a price out there and it's a public record and then you bring somebody in after the fact, it's a little kind
it's, of. It's a legitimate concern of mine, too. I agree.
Okay. Well, what I did was I looked through the different scopes of work and put together a comparison kind of back and forth what I saw and what one would provide and what the other one would provide for the same cost. So one of them has a 2-month, which is GRAFE, versus a 3-month. And one of them included environmental work, which was GRAFE, and the other one, I didn't see that in the scope. Now maybe you know, someone's there. GRAFE also had the stormwater work included in theirs. So the cost difference is somewhere around $3,000, $3,500. All of those things are probably going to cost us a lot more if those aren't incorporated. So I think that I like the idea of having everyone in-house under one roof and having that coordination. I think the communication goes a little better on a project. I've seen some projects where, you know, they're consulting out and then things get missed. I like the little bit shorter time frame that was provided, and I know that your environmental work is great because I pay attention to that, as you know.
Thank you.
So
it's a building.
I guess those are some of the key things that I point out.
I'd ask, you know, if you're looking for a reference, talk to Mike Martin of Hales Corners. Going through this entire process with him over the last 2 to 3 years, because again, it's a process. I know Mike absolutely loved having all the disciplines under one roof here in Milwaukee. So when he came in for a meeting for the actual design, the actual building, we went through every discipline, one after the other. Didn't have to deal with subconsultant agreements, which saves money, which saves the client money. A lot of efficiencies there.
Yeah, that's one of my concerns is just we've had a perfect example is the Park Pavilion, which was on here, which not everything got in there, and there were quite a few change orders. And so I like an all-inclusive scope, mm-hmm. which you don't get hit with something after. And I do see that within your proposal when I make the comparisons on terms back and forth, but it doesn't sound like we even know for sure if as a council we're moving forward with a garage, and so I think maybe we should answer that question before we move forward with this, and I'll yield the floor for other comments.
Well, I'll tell everybody what happened. I got a hold of the contract because Glenn said, here's the contract. I want to go ahead. And I read it. And I said, okay, where's the deliverables? And then I started asking questions like, does this include complete inventory of our equipment now and a forecast for later? And I started down with just the questions that came off the top of my head. And I said, you know, I like Mike. Mike's a friend of mine. We've done lots of stuff together. But I need to see that for the benefit of the taxpayers. So Glenn called Mike. I said, Glenn, find somebody else too. Let's see what you get out of both. And Mr. Barrientos was nice, and so that's what happened. So now we've got two vendors. This is a process, as they said. You can't just say, build me a house. And this is the beginning step of build me a house. So that's what that is. I have my preferences, but anybody else? What do you want to do?
Is item 11 first?
Well, let's get a sense of what's going on at 12, because Alderman Mayor.
Well, first we need to decide if we're going to go through with this, and if we need the study at all. I tend to think we do, even though I'm one of the last people that like studies, but... And Glenn could do it, but like he said, he doesn't know if it's going to be a $100,000 or $5 million project. And we can't really put everything else that Glenn does on hold while you do it. So I think if we're going to do it, we need to obviously hire one of these people. And
I guess the biggest emphasis, you know, we're putting together this capital improvement plan later this year. And so I'm not looking to do this in 2020. You know, maybe 2021, maybe 23. You know, we can decide when. But I don't have a placeholder to tell Paul what to put in this study, so I have no idea what the real financial need is to fund this.
The cost. Yes. The study would be done now so that you can plan ahead for the real cost of the building.
Right. And I will say there's a slight difference in their fees, but ignore that. We've never bid, at least that I know of, we've never bid professional fees. These are just the fees that they generated based on a manpower effort based on tasks, so they're close.
And what is your recommendation, Glenn?
So Kevin and I met with both firms. We again, no offense to Mike, we would be very happy with the Grave design, but with Mr. Barrientos came over and walked through the building with us. It was a eye opening for us. We learned a lot just from that, I don't know, half hour, 45 minute conversation about. And he was able to walk out and immediately spot things that we knew were bugging us, but we just didn't know why, you know, those kinds of things. It's like, wow. And we both felt like we were educated at the end of the interview. So, again, nothing against Graves. They've done a wonderful job on several projects. If you would prefer to stay with them on this one, we'd be okay with that. But Kevin and I would recommend Barrientos.
And it's $5,000 cheaper, roughly.
Well, and, again, I would ignore the fee difference.
Yeah, so, and I know Grafe has done great work in the city as well, but I would go along with Glenn's recommendation. It's your building. You've interviewed him.
And we did check references, too.
And you check references. You're very confident in this. I would move to go with Barrientos.
Is there a second to that? Is there a second?
I'll second.
Alderman Willow.
Glenn, could you address the fact that the one had the stormwater calculations and the environmental and the other one didn't, because that can be quite costly. So how are we going to make up for that or include that?
Well, when we did meet with both firms, we walked outside and we found a lot more information from Barrientos as far as that he had a lot of ideas on site design. So I don't necessarily recall that we included stormwater calcs for that reason, but we had a lot of other discussions on just the overall building use, and I guess I would say that's a design detail that would come into design. That's not, I don't want to say not important, but that's nothing that we're going to look at right now because that really doesn't affect how we store vehicles.
Well, I think if you build a pretty big sized building, you got to calculate where the stormwater is going to go, and then you need to make sure you have the land for it. So you better not build a building that you can't address the stormwater. So that sort of is an upfront thing you do need to know. I guess, can we get a cap? I mean, are we just, do we know is that going to be open-ended? Because if you add on stormwater and environmental work, you can add 5,000 in a snap. I mean, that's just a low figure.
I guess I would rather spend my money in needs assessment looking at actually the space we need for vehicles and route, you know, those kinds of issues. All those kinds of things are important, but they would come in at the design phase, and so we would talk very extensively during the design and how that would be incorporated.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Pending affirmative motion on the previous item, G11. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
No.
Alderman Barber?
No.
Alderman Nelson?
No.
Motion fails. Four ayes, two noes. I'm sorry, two ayes, four noes, no absent, no abstentions. Any other action on this item? Okay. Seeing none, we move back to the regular order of business. Item G2. No need to go to G11. I asked. Okay. No new building, Glenn.
Okay.
Giddy up.
Yeehaw.
Well, what is there? Is there rationale to why there was no? Mine was, I don't think we need to spend the money. So it'd be curious to know what the rationale is for the others to know how to move forward. So I would, before we just move on to regular order, I think it's important. Like, I know, I think it's pretty clear up here why I voted no. I think it'd be helpful for my colleagues to express that so Glenn knows what to do next.
I'm good with that. Alan Barber.
I like the responses about the going into more depth, and I also like the more detail in it, because I think it's always subject to changes, and I'd like to have some of that up front clearly detailed as to what our expectations are, so we don't have to come back to it and come back to it and come back to it, because it seems like we've done a lot of changes over, you know, and I'm changed out. So I'd like to have that detailed out there in advance. And I like the answer about drilling down into the actually talking to people about what they assess the needs at, and I didn't hear that from the other side. So I think the people that do the work should have input into where they live, and a lot of input.
Alderman Dandria.
Yeah, I want to let you know why I voted in favor of it. This is Barrientos. In all of his pictures, he showed retention ponds in here. We were looking for a needs analysis and a scheme layout for the facility to make sure we had a design. And we've worked with Mr. Barrientos, the architect, on other buildings, or I've been involved with him as well. So Grafe was giving us a whole complete package that we didn't necessarily need to go all that way. We were taking it one step at a time. It was a little cheaper, but it was a step that we needed. And because this is municipal government, and we've got to justify ourselves to the taxpayers. So, hey, do I like spending money? No. But it's the steps we have to take, unfortunately, because we're municipal government.
Alderman Nelson.
I just want a little more depth and detail. Excuse me. And I also wasn't ready to now jump into another project. And did we really need this right now? I don't think I really was pushed or persuaded to make that decision this date right now in 2020. Maybe in a year we come back, depending on the amount of projects we have got going, whether they're going to move forward and we're going to build another 150 houses and X, Y, and Z roads, then maybe we can look for that needs. But as far as it's my own personal opinion, so that's why I voted no.
Excellent.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think I stated that I like the details of knowing everything up front, but I think Alderman Nelson pretty much summed it up.
Everything
with,
up front before making a decision. That's good.
With do we really need it right now? Let's get a few other projects on. And Alderman Taylor also made the point of we weren't sure we were really moving forward. I wasn't sure we were actually considering this building, so I don't know if maybe Board of Public Works can also look at this further.
Alderman Mayor.
So just for Glenn's sake, I guess, was that a referendum on Mr. Barrientos or on Grafe? If Glenn does bring this back whenever, is he wasting his time if he goes with Mr. Barrientos? Okay. Just more apples to apples at some point when it comes to us again, I guess.
I guess I'm not in favor of any favorites at this point.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. Okay. Exactly what I'm saying. You're both an equal shot, or whoever you choose. I'm just saying we weren't voting that particular.
It wasn't a negative in my mind.
Right.
Okay. Item G4 is donation of the barn, the historic museum. We don't have data, so the motion.
I would table it to the next meeting.
Second that.
Or until the bids.
No, I would like to table the next meeting so we keep it moving along.
That's fine. To the next meeting. That was your motion?
That's my motion.
And second.
Alderman Mayor seconded it.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5, page 77. Resolution conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey.
So moved.
Second.
This is Mr. Biller's property, new industrial building.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I just want to point out that we're going to be losing about 9 acres of mature woodland, and the mitigation standards are not the woodland mitigation standards. They're under the existing flora standards, and so I'm kind of questioning that a little bit, but I just want to point out there wouldn't be a replacement of the loss of 9 acres of mature woodland.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.